Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Ken Davis back on the show. Ken is the resident historian of our Brain Trust. In our Brain Trust, he's been with us now 14 years. He's been hanging out with us, and he's the go-to guy for historical and insights and analysis on all the holidays and history. He's the author of Don't Know Much About History, Don't Know Much About Mythology, on and on, the whole series. That's a whole series of books, whole franchise. America's Hidden History, et cetera, et cetera. The new one is about the flu, More Deadly Than War. The man is just an amazing resource, and we're so happy he's part of our world. Ken Davis, welcome back, and happy Thanksgiving.
Good morning, Jim, and happy Thanksgiving to you and your family and your listeners. It's always a pleasure to talk to you on this day, as well as all of our other occasions, but it's always a good day to talk about what we have to be grateful for and
absolutely
straighten out some of the mythology about this holiday, because it's been mythologized.
I want you to do that, but first, I would like for you to give us the tour of how this became a holiday. Talk to us about how this was established in the United States.
Right. It's a kind of rocky story, because it wasn't a national holiday until fairly recently in terms of an official federal legal holiday. It's less than 80 years old, in fact, and I'll come back to that. But the idea of Thanksgiving as this holiday celebrating the foundation of the colony at Plymouth was much more of a local affair in 19th century America, that New Englanders celebrated as Founders Day. And it was usually a day where you went to church, of course, for a long time, congregational, and the old pilgrim church would be, you know, 3 hours of sitting. And if you fell asleep, there was somebody there with a good piece of ash to give you a knock on the head to wake you up. And that was then followed by a meal, and that evolved into our traditional Thanksgiving meal. As New Englanders moved out across the country, and a very influential group of people, no doubt, in American history, they took this tradition with them. So by the middle of the early 19th century, the 1800s, this idea of a Thanksgiving Day was celebrated in a number of states around the country as Founders Day or Forefathers Day, but it wasn't this national day of Thanksgiving that we know today.
Any of the food traditions, is anything that we do today connected in any way all the way back? And I know they ate fish and stuff at the real Thanksgiving,
right,
the original one. But, I mean, did any of the stuff we're doing today, is that all new stuff, or is any of that transcend the
meal we think of as the traditional Thanksgiving meal is really more of a kind of a conglomeration of a traditional English Christmas dinner, and as time went by, bringing all the, you know, American products into it, you know, the mashed potatoes and the peas,
mm-hmm,
and cranberries were certainly used on the first one. all that comes later, a pumpkin pie, all that comes later. But just to go back to the holiday, there was a woman named Sarah Josepha Hale. She was the Martha Stewart of her day, and edited a magazine called Lady Godey's Book. It was like the Good Housekeeping of the 19th century. And she had been pressing for this holiday in the editorial pages of this magazine for something like 30 years, from the 1830s to 1860. And finally, in the midst of the Civil War, Abraham Lincoln accedes to this request. There are letters that she had written to him, and pronounces a Thanksgiving proclamation.
Huh.
Now, Lincoln's original Thanksgiving proclamation, which is made in 1863, comes in the midst of some of the darkest days of the American
right.
Civil War.
Right.
It's just a few months after Gettysburg. There had been some Union victories for which Lincoln was grateful, but it was still a pretty bleak moment in American
history. And don't forget that battle was fought north of Washington, D.C. Anyway, go ahead and wrap that part up before we go to the break.
Well, Lincoln's proclamation doesn't mention anything about pilgrims, Mayflower, anything like that. He calls really for a day
right.
of humble supplication and prayer and gratitude for the nation that we have. It's much more a call to be grateful. Nothing about the pilgrams.
When did Thanksgiving become official?
A national holiday in 1941, and we should come back to that because 80 years ago there were two Thanksgiving.
1941 is a lot of people don't know that. I bet you didn't know that, folks. 22, right back with Ken Davis. And a surprise after the break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.